Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson and I'll be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 12th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Lynn Hollingsworth. I'm 38 today. It's my birthday today. And I'm from Derby. Thank you.
And how are you doing today?
Apart from feeling big, round and very pregnant, I'm feeling absolutely fine.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I'm involved in the arts anyway because I'm a professional artist, so I get lots of emails about various opportunities and things, and I think it was something that came into my inbox email, and I thought, oh yeah, I'll have a go at that. That sounds really good, and I like Anthony Gormley's work anyway, so that's why I put myself forward.
And how did you feel when you found out you actually had a place?
I was really shocked, actually. I thought it was spam. There was a spam email that came through. I was really excited, and then I thought, I better look in my diary and see how many weeks pregnant I'd be, because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it if I was... I didn't know the rules at that point, so I was a bit worried that I might not be able to do it, but I'm pregnant, I'm not ill, so I thought, yeah, fantastic, good opportunity. And so many things went round in my head about what I could do or what I would do, and had loads of dreams about it. And then went on the website to have a look at what other people were doing and thought, oh, I'd like to do that. I would never do that. I felt really excited about it, yeah.
So how are you planning on spending your hour?
Well, I just want to be me. I wouldn't want to do anything that's not me, because I don't really think that's part of what the project's about. So I want to, because I'm a professional artist, I want to do some drawings, which will be my pregnant on the plinth postcards. So I'm going to sketch those and give them away afterwards to friends and people that want them. And I'm going to listen to the Smiths, because I'm a huge Morrissey Smiths fan, and just sit down, put my feet up and not have my mobile on for an hour and have a bit of time to myself.
That's lovely. So can I ask you a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a mum, and a very proud mum to Hal, my 15-month-old baby. I'm very pregnant at the moment, 31 weeks pregnant, with another son. So there'll be three boys, including my husband, in my life. So my lovely husband, Simon. Currently live in Derby, and I run my own company called Hollingsworth Designs Limited, and I'm a professional artist. And I'm currently the UK's leading female mural artist, which I'm a bit proud of.
Wow.
So I go out on site doing really large-scale murals around the country and doing public arts projects that involve the community. And I work on a lot of private projects too. So I'm still working at the moment, even though I'm pregnant, because I do a lot of design work as well. So it's a great job. It's probably the best job in the world, because I get paid for doing exactly what I want to do.
And have you always been a professional artist?
I've been running my own company as a professional artist since 2002, so for the past 7 years. Before that, I was a teacher. I was a head of art, head of graphics, and advanced art and design coordinator. So I did that role. But I've always worked in the arts somewhere. Before that, I worked in an art gallery. I've always been involved in arts activities somewhere, leading them or doing them or like that.
And what does art mean to you? What kind of role does it play in your life?
To me, it's something that I have to do. It's part of who I am. I think if you're a creative person, you tend to be creative in lots of different ways. So I'm very much involved in the arts as a whole. So I'm very interested in music and poetry and books, and celebrating work of other artists and being influenced by other artists. And being an artist being a professional artist and sort of getting quite a good level of success at it, it's enabled me to be an advocate for other artists, to help artists that want to set up their own businesses or sort of get to that next level. I work as a mentor and a consultant to help them along, because it's important to have a balance between being creative and having the business side, because even if you're an artist, you still need to eat and pay bills. So just helping artists understand that side of the of their creativity, which everybody can do, but the sort of business acumen side's a bit scary, and that's where I sort of help them out.
And what do you normally use as your own artwork? What do you normally use as the subject matter?
When I'm doing my own painting, I've got two solo shows at the moment. And when I'm doing my own work, my own paintings, there are two lines of inquiry. One is called the Rock Vintage series, which is looking at the celebration of pattern and colour. So it's looking at vintage wallpapers and Victorian wallpapers and damasks, and then doing a lot of printing and overpainting on sort of big, large canvases. And they're sort of a real celebration of colour and pattern. The other line of inquiry is called Scapes, where I work on an amalgamation of urban landscapes, rural landscapes, cityscapes, seascapes and dreamscapes, and sort of amalgamate them into one scape. So when the viewer comes to look at the painting, they can bring their own interpretation. So some people will see the sea and yachts, and some people see cranes and the city. So work hard through sketchbooks to try and get that effect, and that's called the Scapes here. So, but I always work acrylic on canvas because I used to work in oil, and it makes me hungry, so I get a bit big. There's something about oil paint that makes me eat.
Really? That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Yeah.
Wow.
So I tend to work in acrylic now.
Okay. And how would you describe your style?
My painting style? I've never asked that one before. Painting style would probably be, for the Scapes, semi-abstract and very, very free, but the work's derived from sketchbooks, so it's been through a lot of processes to get to the finished piece. With the vintage, the Rock Vintage series, which is the pattern, very controlled and very layered and very quite tight, I suppose, in a way. So they're sort of two extremes of my personality. So they're both very different, so both styles help me to sort of express myself fully.
Whereabouts do you actually paint these murals?
The mural side, I paint anywhere outside and inside. So my most recent project was for the Derby Royal A&E department. So working on big murals from the entrance to the waiting rooms in accident and emergency, because I've done a lot of work around colour psychology, so working on the images and the colour to help reduce anxiety in people in waiting rooms. My next project, I'm actually, believe it or not, working with the maternity unit and the labour wards, working on the midwife-led rooms and the birthing pool room. So working on large murals that are focal points to help birthing mothers feel much more at ease and relaxed, which I think you can do through art to a certain extent. But yeah, I'll be in one of those soon, so I'll see if it works.
And just out of interest, colour-wise, I mean, what anxiety, how do you reduce that?
Yeah. Certain shades of green, particular shades of green, are known, proven to reduce blood pressure and reduce anxiety in people. Especially if you put them together with images of natural landscapes. Especially if those landscapes are abstracted, more so than if they were photorealist. It sort of tends to people feel they feel more calm and relaxed. So those are the colour palettes that I've been working with for in the hospitals.
And can I ask you a little bit about yourself, where you come from?
I was born in Herefordshire, on the border of Wales. So I come from quite a big family, but I've moved around quite a lot. I've lived all over the UK, really. Cornwall, Norwich, Kent, Northampton, Derby, everywhere. I've moved around quite a lot. But I set my business up in 2002 in Derby, and because it's taken off and gone from strength to strength, I've sort of stayed there, really, because it just seems all happening, so I haven't got time to move.
Yeah. And can I just ask you a little bit about your family? So you have one boy already.
Yeah, I've got one boy on the way. I've got a great husband called Simon, who is absolutely fantastic. He makes me a better person. And I've got a sister and three older brothers. My sister's pregnant too. She's 4 weeks ahead of me, so so she's big and round too. And my mum and dad, and they're both in Hereford, in Herefordshire. So they're all supporting me somewhere out there.
And how has this year been so far? I mean, the pregnancy kind of affected your work?
Oh, it's actually really weird, because someone asked me that today, and when I had Hal last year in March 20th, he came 6 weeks early. He came week 33, so it's nearly 7 weeks. Lots of people think that when you have a baby, sort of that's it, you know, your life's over, but it's so untrue, because I've done more work and more creative projects since I've had him than I'd ever done before. So I've had a really, really good year. But also that sort of helps running my own business, because he comes to the meetings, and if he's not welcome, I don't do the meetings. So I can sort of tell people what I want. So, but yeah, it's been really good. It's been a really, really good year. And I'm just hoping for a pain-free labour. if there's such a thing. Hopefully it won't be on that plinth. That would be terrible.
And just to go back to Aaron on the plinth, is there anybody with you in particular today?
My husband, Simon, and Hal are going to pop by, I think, because obviously it's way past his bedtime when I'm up there at 11. So I'm going to pop by to give me a wave. But I've got a lot of people supporting me, sort of watching on the Sky Arts and on the website, sort of hopefully pledging their support. But yeah. Yeah, all I need is my husband and my son.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
Stress-free. I'm not going up there to be something I'm not. I'm not an exhibitionist. I don't want to go up there and regret anything that I do. I want to go up there and look back on it and think, yeah, that was me, and that was a moment in my life being me. So I'm just going to be sketching my pregnant on the plinth postcards and listening to the Smiths and putting my feet up for an hour, which might, well, to some people they might think that's a little bit boring, but that's me. You know, I'm not going to go up there and take my clothes off and dance around with my big pregnant belly out. Although I've got absolutely, you know, no problem with nudity at all, but it's not a thing that I would do every day. So I just want to be me, because I think that's what the project's about.
And have you been following the project so far?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Been quite interested and intrigued by what some people are doing. Some people have done some brilliant things, but I don't see it as a cabby thing, sort of stars in their eyes, or you know, a talent show. It's about real people in a snapshot of time, but in an elevated position. So Yeah, some people have done some really worthwhile things up there, and some people haven't.
And how do you think, as an individual, kind of your contribute or fit into the project as a whole?
Just being me, just being me on the plinth. I feel I'm a bit special because there'll be two of us on the plinth, as opposed to just one of us. So that's quite a nice thing to know, that there'll be two of us up there, and that the sort of the footage and the book, that'll be a real nice sort of legacy for my unborn baby boy to look back at and say, what on earth were you doing up there? How irresponsible. What an irresponsible parent. But yeah, it'll be something historical for him to be part of, that celebrates his past as well as his future.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.